The U.S. and China officially take the first step toward resolving their trade spat. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. As part of a phase one trade deal, China has agreed to cut tariffs from today on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods coming into the country. That's as the U.S. has vowed to roll back some of its tariffs on Chinese goods. The BBC's Andrew Walker reports.
Although many of the trade war tariffs remain, these moves are a significant step in de-escalating the conflict. Negotiating the next stage to provide a lasting trade peace was always going to be difficult. That was underlined by new charges brought against Huawei by the Department of Justice. It was already a substantial list and has been extended to include racketeering and the theft of trade secrets. The company described the charges as unfounded and unfair. It's bound to cast a shadow over the trade negotiations. I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Well, the impact of that long-running trade spat is one of many factors hitting Germany's economy. As the world's third largest exporter of goods, the country is particularly exposed to turbulence in global trade. Fresh data today show the economy didn't grow at all in the last quarter of 2019. Karsten Breske is ING's chief economist in Germany.
The risk for Germany is that there have been so many one-offs. We're now realizing that there are also many structural weaknesses in the economy, lack of investment, lack of digitalization, and Corona now adds to these cyclical weaknesses. So I would assume that this manufacturing slump will now be prolonged due to Corona and that we will only see a rebound of the manufacturing sector in the second quarter at the earliest.
The German government has been rather hesitant to intervene. How can Germany deal with this stagnation?
Just start spending more money. Just start to invest. The government has been running fiscal surpluses now for 4 years in a row. So the German government could now really invest more in digitalization, in infrastructure, also create more incentives, for example, reducing taxes. This investment would help not only in the short term, but also in the longer term, because it would immediately increase the growth potential for the German economy.
But is the government likely to do that?
Normally, when you talk about fiscal stimulus and Germany, this is a no-go. But I'm a bit more positive. There are more people now actually in favor of fiscal stimulus. The only bad thing is that now the governing parties actually agree on some kind of fiscal stimulus. The only thing is they don't agree on what to do. Plus, we now have this new political upheaval in Germany, which also means that this window of fiscal stimulus is getting closer by the day again.
Karsten Breske, ING's chief economist in Germany. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mixed as investors weigh concern about the coronavirus's economic impact against corporate earnings. Shares of drug maker AstraZeneca fell as much as 5% after it said revenue would likely take a hit from the outbreak. Meanwhile, Nissan shares dropped nearly 10% after announcing sharp cuts to its annual profit outlook. Renault tumbled more than 4% after posting its first loss in a decade. Both companies are shaken by a scandal surrounding former boss Carlos Ghosn. If you'll be out snapping last-minute boxes of chocolate and red roses today, you're not alone. Valentine's Day revelers in Saudi Arabia are coming out in full force this year. That's as the country continues to open up to Western holidays and celebrations. The BBC's Samir Hashmi has more.
People have been waiting to celebrate Valentine's Day. This is the first time that officially the government has given a go-ahead to celebrate Valentine's Day. And everyone, from people to businesses, are trying to make the most of this opportunity. You go on the streets of Jeddah, Riyadh, flower shops, bakeries, diamond stores, and even dates. The dates you eat, they are trying to cash in on this. Some of them have come out with these special edition gifts. And what's more interesting is, for the first time, even leading newspapers and magazines have come out with a special coverage about Valentine's Day as to where you can eat, what can you buy, what you should be gifting. And so clearly, love is in the air, as they say, on the streets of Saudi Arabia.
So, Samir, what's been the reason for this change? Why are they embracing it now?
Well, Saudi Arabia was a conservative country that prohibited the celebration of Valentine's Day for decades. And it's only in 2018 when Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman took charge that he started liberalizing the society in terms of allowing people to celebrate these so-called Western concepts openly. So whether it was getting music concerts or allowing people to go in a mixed gathering, all these things were prohibited in Saudi Arabia, but now it's been allowed. But it took about a year or two for Valentine's Day as a concept to pick up. And it's clearly now we are seeing in 2020 that everyone is going all out without any inhibitions to embrace Valentine's Day and celebrate it.
that's likely going to be a checkbox for Mohammed bin Salman's efforts to open up the economy, right? We're likely to see a good economic impact from it.
If you look at Saudi Arabia, it's the largest economy in the Middle East. It has a population of about 33 million, out of which more than 50% of the population is under the age of 25, which is very tech savvy. They have strong purchasing power, as in they can spend a lot of money. Clearly, an occasion like this, like Valentine's Day, is expected to boost up sales across categories. If you look at all the retail businesses, they are trying to cash in on it, from restaurants to gift stores to even movie halls or theaters and even malls in the country that have designed some events around Valentine's Day.
Well, I hope you're going to take part, Samir. The BBC's Samir Hashmi. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, from the Middle East back here to the UK, there's a palpable buzz over Valentine's Day. The artist Banksy, who arranged for a $1.4 million piece of his work to be shredded after auction, has popped up with a new illustration in Bristol. It features a girl firing a slingshot of red flowers, and it's been drawing crowds of selfie-goers for the last 24 hours. In London, happy Valentine's Day. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.